Welcome to Last Kid Standing with Darren, Kerry and Sky on East Coast Radio.
Welcome to Last Kid Standing with Darren, Kerry and Sky on East Coast Radio. This is where we take the brightest grade 4 learners in KZN to see which one can spell the best. Each day, we'll have one winner with a weekly semi-finalist who will go to win the grand prize at the end.
And this is going to be happening for 5 weeks. Dozens of contestants, but only one winner. So who will be the Last Kid Standing? And also, by the way, the words are provided to us by Clifton College Primary School. So shout out to Clifton. The first answer will count. So you can't start spelling something and then go back again if you think you made a mistake.
Yeah.
Once you start spelling, that's it. All the T's and C's online.
And today's contestants are standing by for the very first round of Last Kid Standing. And our contestants this morning are Jake Davidson, Spiwe Sihlemkhize, and Gemma Foster. Morning, you guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning, guys. We're going to get straight into it. This is the easy round, but the difficulty of the words increases after every round, according to alphabetical order. Jake, you will be going first.
Let's play round one.
Jake, you're going to be going first. Are you ready, Jake?
Mm-hmm.
Your word means used for biting and chewing. Jake, your word is tooth.
What?
Tooth.
Mm-hmm. Tooth.
Tooth. Tooth. One tooth.
T-O-O-T-H.
That is correct. Nice one, Jake. Great start there. Gemma, you're up next. You ready, Gemma?
Yes.
Your word is the meaning for a young cat. Your word is kitten.
K-I-T-T-E-N.
That is correct.
Yay!
Gemma! Yay!
Spiwe Sihle, you are next. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, you sound it. Your word means arranged neatly and in order. Your word is tidy.
Pardon?
Your word is tidy.
Tidy.
Mm-hmm.
T-I-D-Y.
That is correct.
Oh. Well done.
Give all three a round of applause.
Yeah, they have made it through round one.
Alright.
So going through to round two, really effortlessly, where it gets a little bit harder. Gemma, Spiwe Sihle, and Jake. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Alright.
Let's play round two.
Jake, your word is for a person who carelessly drops litter in a public place. Your word is litter bug.
L-I-T-T-E-R-B-U-G.
That is correct.
Well done.
Gemma, your word means of great significance or value. Your word is important.
I-M-P-O-T-E-N-T.
That is incorrect. I'm so sorry, Gemma. We got to say goodbye to you at this point of the competition, but we still maybe have two in it. Let's check in with Spiwe Sihle. Spiwe Sihle, you ready?
Yes.
Right. Your word's meaning is what is meant by a word, text, or concept. Spiwe Sihle, your word is spelling.
Pardon?
Your word is spelling.
Spelling.
Uh-huh.
S-P-E-E-L-I-N-G.
That is incorrect. You gave me spelling. I was looking for spelling, S-P-E-L-L-I-N-G. Sorry, Spiwe Sihle, but it does mean that we have a winner today.
Jake!
I think Jake just
You sound like a Jake, Jake.
Jake, are you still with us, buddy?
Stay there!
Yes.
Well done, man. You are the winner of this round, and you go through to the final on Friday. How does it feel?
Good.
Good.
I'm here to spell, not have fun, guys, okay?
Jake, you're not a morning person, are you, my boy?
Shame.
No.
And then if I may just, Gemma's word was important. The correct spelling of important is I-M-P-O-R-T-A-N-T. And Spiwe Sihle's word was spelling. And the correct word, the correct spelling is S-I-N-G.
I did that. I did the correct spelling for spelling.
Did you? Yes. I'm sorry, Darren.
It's all good. But Jake, not excited now, but maybe excited on Friday. We'll see you on Friday in the semi-finals when you compete to be the last kid standing to represent yourself, your family, and your school. And listen, if you've got a grade four that hasn't registered yet, go online and register right now. Go to ecr.co.za, click on Last Kid Standing. Apart from the all-important title of getting the trophy for the last kid standing, we have prizes to the value of 100,000 rand.
Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.